Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Shuttler's Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon, and by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. A commercial truck hauling a trailer overturned Tuesday afternoon in Huron County's Sebewing Township. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, the crash happened around 3:32 p.m. on May 6th along Wildner Road, about 528 feet west of Unionville Road. Investigators say the eastbound 1999 Kenworth construction truck was turning from a private drive into Wildner Road when the rear trailer entered a ditch, causing the trailer to overturn and spill its contents. Deputies reported the roadway was dry at the time with cloudy daytime conditions. The 18-year-old driver from the Gagetown area was not injured in the crash and was wearing a shoulder and lap belt. Authorities reported no signs of alcohol or drug involvement, and no other vehicles were involved. The truck sustained functional damage and was removed from the scene by a towing service. A private party later cleaned debris from the ditch area. Deputies listed improper turning as a hazardous action contributing to the incident. And a one-vehicle crash was reported Tuesday morning in Huron County's Grant Township. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, deputies were dispatched shortly after 10 a.m. on May 5th. To Sebewing Road, east of Maxwell Road. Investigators said a 68-year-old Bad Axe woman was driving a 2024 Cadillac XT5, eastbound when the SUV left the roadway and entered the north side ditch. The vehicle then struck several trees before coming to rest off of the road. A witness told deputies the vehicle had been traveling eastbound when it suddenly veered left in toward the ditch. The driver later told authorities she had fallen asleep at the wheel prior to the crash. Elkton EMS evaluated the driver at the scene for knee pain, but she declined transport to the hospital. The Cadillac sustained disabling damage and was removed from the scene by a towing company. Deputies were assisted by the Owendale Fire Department, Elkton EMS, and towing personnel. In other Huron County matters, emergency crews responded to a gas leak reported Monday afternoon in Sherman Township. Officials say the leak originated from an underground utility box connected to a short above-ground pipe. No injuries were reported, and there was no damage to nearby property. Investigators determined the issue was caused by a fracture in the gas main, which was repaired quickly by utility crews. The Sherman Township Fire Department secured the area, checked nearby homes for any signs of gas exposure, and temporarily closed a nearby road while Consumers Energy crews worked to safely fix the line. When we come back from the Shuttler Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
Shuttler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon is the Thumb area's Goodman dealer.
As the proud owner of a local heating and air conditioning business, I've been around the block a time or two. Yeah, I've probably been around yours several times. What I've learned is that the heating and cooling systems my customers prefer come from Goodman, no matter what block they live on.
Thank goodness for Goodman. For indoor comfort at home, one name stands alone. Thank goodness. Thank goodness for Goodman.
Get total comfort in your home with a new Goodman heating or AC system installed by the pros at Shuttler Plumbing and Heating in Pigeon. Give Kent Shuttler a call for a free consultation at 989-453-3531.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with our national news, California faces early heat wave straining power grid. California's Independent System Operator, ISO, issued a flex alert today as an seasonably early heat wave pushes temperatures into the triple digits. Residents are being asked to voluntarily conserve electricity during the afternoon hours to prevent rolling blackouts. Utility providers noted that while battery storage capacity has increased significantly over the last year, the intensity of this early season event is testing the grid's resilience. Emergency cooling centers have been opened in several cities across the Inland Empire and Central Valley. An FDA approves first gene editing therapy for pediatric rare disease. The Food and Drug Administration granted approval today for a breakthrough CRISPR-based therapy designed to treat a rare genetic muscular disorder in children. This marks the first time a gene editing treatment has been authorized for this specific pediatric population. The treatment works by correcting the underlying genetic mutation responsible for muscle degeneration. While the cost of the therapy remains a point of national debate, medical researchers are hailing the approval as a new frontier in precision medicine. When we come back from this Tri-County sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news and our obituaries.
Are you in need of a new mower, tractor, or even a utility vehicle? Head to your nearest Tri-County Equipment location and save big. Right now, Tri-County Equipment is offering retail bonuses on select equipment through June 1st. Get $300 off select series riding lawn tractors like the X350, X350R, and X354. Need something bigger? Commercial Z-Track mowers come with retail bonuses from $400 up to $1,000 off. Compact tractors and utility tractors also qualify for a $1,000 retail bonus, and utility vehicles can get you up to $2,000 in savings. Now's the perfect time to upgrade before summer. Visit your nearest Tri-County Equipment location today for full details.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with our international news, EU proposes new regulations for space debris management. The European Commission introduced a draft regulation today aimed at holding satellite operators responsible for end-of-life disposal. The proposal would mandate that all new satellites launched into Earth's orbit must have a concrete plan for deorbiting to prevent the buildup of space junk. The move follows several near collisions in low Earth orbit over the past year. If passed, the regulation would be the first of its kind to impose financial penalties on companies that fail to remove defunct hardware from orbital paths. In other international news, India and Pakistan resume high-level border talks. In a surprise diplomatic move, senior officials from India and Pakistan met today in Dubai to discuss a potential de-escalation of border tensions. The talks are reportedly focused on restoring full diplomatic ties and reopening trade routes that have been closed for years. While no formal agreement was reached, both sides described the meeting as constructive. International observers see this as a positive sign for regional stability, especially as both nations face domestic economic pressure and climate-related challenges. We have one obituary to report at this time. Mrs. Linda M. Rhodes, 75, of Bad Axe, gained her wings peacefully at home on May 11, 2026. Linda was born in Pigeon, Michigan. She is survived by her husband, Raul, daughter, Brenda, son-in-law, David, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, sister-in-law, and brother-in-law. A celebration of life for Linda is being arranged for a later date. Memorials may be offered in Linda's name in care of Raul. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Shetler's Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.